This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Janelle Monáe, Violet Stars, Happy Hunting! Exclamation point.
You love the superfluous exclamation marks, don't you? It absolutely makes the title. I mean, people in song publishing just go, now that is a really arty songwriter. It's really trying to convey some form of urgency. I think there is.
Well, you know, and I could convey that there was an exclamation point with my with the correct intonation, but I just thought it's better that I just, you know, say that it's an exclamation point.
Just to be subversive and all.
Yeah.
Staying true to your style.
Exactly.
As opposed to adhering to the rules of grammar.
I wouldn't want to sound like I was excited or anything.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9, and there is plenty of reasons to be excited tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, welcome back. I know you were sick last week, but, you know, let's not harp about that. You know, it wasn't like, you know, death was waiting by your bed or anything
like
that.
No, it wasn't a big tragedy or anything, no.
Nothing of neighbour's proportion.
No.
Wouldn't warrant you a scene with Susan Kennedy, would it? Let's face it, guys.
Oh, I wish.
We all know how badly Jade wants to be on Neighbours.
Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting for that phone call.
Oh, as opposed to being proactive and approaching them.
I know.
But, you know, be a real diva. Make them come to you. Get their people to call your people.
You know what? If they call up any, you know, two-bit that's been on Australian Idol or Big Brother, how am I any different?
Just wait. Your time will come.
Yeah, sure.
In the meantime, on tonight's show, we do have a giveaway. And do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Sometime this evening, I was having dinner with my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my three-year-old cousin was playing with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, in this day and age, surely homegirl here can get, you know, like a little game kind of device or whatnot, you know, like the little handheld kind of a video game kind of thing. Surely, like, I mean, in the 90s, I had that. So surely a three-year-old girl growing up in the year 2009.
A three-year-old? You're kidding me.
Yeah, surely she could, you know, have access to such a, you know, such kind of a game.
I applaud her parents for making her play a practical game.
Oh, there she was, right, with a couple of coloured plastic sticks, holding it all together and then letting it scatter on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what's she doing? And then my mum's like, she's playing pick up sticks. And I'm like, okay, is this a game that you guys played in the 60s? Or was this before, you know, balloons were invented, mum? Like, was this what you did, you know, when you were growing up? She's like, yes, it's a lot of fun. It's actually a really mentally stimulating and physically challenging game. I'm like, it ain't acrobatics, really. So I was sort of learning how to play pickup sticks with my three-year-old cousin. She was actually a lot better at it than I was. But, you know, much to her credit, she has been playing this for a couple of days now. So the point is to, you get a stick each, right?
Yeah.
And you're meant to, so once the sticks have all scattered, you, with that one stick that you have in your hand, is meant to, you know, sort of, I think there are lots of variations of the game, but I think one of them is you're meant to flick the other stick out from the pile without touching or moving the other sticks in the pile.
Mm-hmm.
And the other story that I heard, I was talking to another Joy volunteer here tonight, Nick, our program support gentleman. He mentioned that the version he was familiar with playing when he was a kid was the one where there's a pile of scattered sticks and you're meant to pull one out without moving the rest.
Hmm.
So
kind of like Jenga.
Yeah, except in scattered sticks form.
Mm.
And you know what, Jade? I just thought tonight we do have a prize to give away. And I'm actually kind of curious about what sort of childhood games people grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do the SMS call.
Okay, so the prize is the CD of the week, which is the Pet Shop Boys album, Yes. Limited.
Absolutely.
It's a limited edition bonus CD. It's the highly anticipated new Pet Shop Boys album that was released this week. It features the current single, Love, Etc.
It's a great
ETC.
Song. I actually really want the album. So
plus 10 new tracks. Thanks to EMI. So if you want to win this prize, what you have to do is you have to SMS in your favourite childhood game to 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Just for the record, Hide and Seek was my favourite.
Oh, really?
Just because I was a very small kid, so I could actually fit into lots of little crevices and nooks and whatnot. So
I'll have to think about what my favourite was. I don't think I could think off the top of my head.
Mm.
How about 4040, You're Not It?
What is that? Explain to me later.
Yeah.
Explain to me when this song is on. This is Mates of State with Get Better. You are listening to Joy 94.9. It is 8 minutes past 10. And coming up after this, we've got Shoe Swap.
Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. We've had an SMS already come in from John, who says his favourite game was Twister. And this was when it first came out. How does this give away my age? Keep up the great work. I love your show. No, it doesn't.
How long has Twister been around? I thought it was the 90s.
I don't know. Maybe I should Wikipedia that.
You are such a
nerd. We'll get back to you.
You're such a nerd. It's not funny.
I know.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you want to talk this way. Walk this way, you want to talk.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Okay, this week for Shoe Swap, I thought, you know, let's just say there are moments where I do sit down, look at, you know, plan what we're trying to do for the week and go, there are some things that Jade and I haven't shoe swapped into, and they are often the most blatantly obvious parts of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just look at it and go, how have we done 2 years of Different Strokes that not shoe swap this element of our lives? And tonight, David Liam does long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is definitely one of those things that we just go, oh, because I don't know if you want to launch into your little story now. Give us a little bit of a background as to how long distance relationships and whatnot is part of your narrative.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that, you know, my girlfriend gets tired of getting mentioned on this program and everyone's tired of hearing about it, but she's actually an American, and we had met, we've known each other for a really long time, and we had met in the US, and we started seeing each other, and then we were... I had to come home, and we spent 18 months apart while we waited for visa applications and all that to sort of come to be. So that's the long distance relationship story in a nutshell.
That's the long distance part, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, that is really amazing, because there are lots of times where I've asked myself and go, could I do this? If need be, could I do it? And, you know, I really honestly believe it's a personal thing. It's got to do with the individual. And it's also got to do with, you know, the bond you share with, you know, the one that you're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on whether you see a future in it and what you're prepared to sacrifice, because it is not an easy thing, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you can stand and testify here, or sit and testify.
I am sitting.
You are sitting, because...
You know, just to paint the picture.
Oh, yeah, and I get the ergonomic seat here because I am the all-important panellist of the show. You know, Joy recognised the fact that panellists need to have good posture.
Yeah.
And so they don't hurt their backs while they're, you know, doing the hard work in the studio. So it's good that I've got an ergonomic chair. But in my little ergonomic chair here, I'm sort of thinking, you know, at some point last year,
mm-hmm.
my boyfriend went overseas, did his little tour of Asia, which is kind of scary for me, because I'm like, hang on, you're going to be around cute Chinese boys. You know, don't play up the Asian persuasion there, please. So he was away for 3 months, you know, and I sort of thought, oh, this really sucks.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Jade, there were moments where I turned to you and sort of go, help me out here. I need, like, your gold nuggets of wisdom. I need your Dr. Phil kind of inspirational quotes.
I don't think I helped, did I?
You did.
Okay.
You would just go, oh, come on. Katie and I had it much worse, so shut up, Dave. I need tough love. I do. I'm like a little spoiled child sometimes. I just pout.
I hope I wasn't that tough on you.
Oh, but I needed that because I'm like, okay, bitch can't complain because really he'll be back by Christmas. So a couple of tips here if you are in that situation or, you know, it is sort of on the cards because, you know, sometimes you know that they're about to move away for work and you don't really want to think about it, but you know you're going to have to deal with it eventually. This shoe swap is for you. So let's say you've decided, or you know the situation's come to it, you're at a crossroads and it's going to have to be a long distance relationship. Several things you need to keep in mind. When you are apart, you do need to make time for each other still, although it's kind of difficult because obviously you're not going to be able to see each other all the time as you please. It is important to set aside a little bit of time every day, either by phone or email or SMS each other. Just be in touch every day.
Prepare for hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of phone bills.
Oh, man. You know, the times I had to ring China and India on those dodgy little call cards that say you've got 5,000 minutes of call and it actually is just 5 minutes. And I felt so jibbed. And the line is so crackly.
Yeah.
And that's when I went to my boyfriend. I'm like, I really wish you went to London instead, somewhere with good reception. So,
because he roughed it too.
Homeboy roughed it, yeah. Like Everest base camp and all that kind of butch stuff, you know. But you know, the important thing about these phone calls is fill each other in on the details. Make them feel like, you know, they're part of your life still, no matter how mundane, how boring. Yes, darling, I had chicken soup today. It wasn't as good as when you made it, though. But hey, it's continental or whatever. I don't know. You know, just mundane little details. Make them feel like they're there.
Mm-hmm.
With a visit, plan on making a visit because physical contact is important. So if you guys have some sort of routine that's happening, as in one person flies up and or the other one comes down the next week or something like that, make sure that it's fair on both of you. Mm-hmm. Do not get stuck in this trap where one person does all the traveling and the other just gets complacent, because however nice that seems at the start, it is, you know, resentment will build up. I can already imagine the dramas, so you know, don't ask. Another thing you need to consider if you are getting into a long distance relationship is when you do actually get time together, you know, should the other one fly down or drive down, or you know, you're both actually in the same place together, plan ahead and make sure that you freed your schedule. You know, free your commitments. If you've got homework, get them done before he or she gets here so you can actually spend quality time. There's nothing worse than thinking I have come all this way down and you are actually ignoring me. Hell no, that ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, no way.
Is that guilty sort of a, yeah, Jade?
Oh, well, I don't think, I'm probably guilty of that now, but I don't think I was during the periods of separation.
So bear in mind that, you know, your partner has moved up or whatever it is, you know, moved to a new city and they do need to start a new life, sort of find their ground. So don't take it personally if he or she ain't answering your call when you be ringing up at 3 a.m. because they could either be really tired, been a tough day at work, or they could be out at the pub with new mates. And it's okay because they're allowed to have lives too. So you need to be understanding of that as well.
Oh, you're so understanding, Dave.
I know. Hey, yeah. Hope he don't move away because then you be like, Dave, you need to download that podcast. And finally, you know what? Love them madly. Love them heaps. Love them like you're not going to see them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well,
because you're probably not.
Be loyal to them, trust them, respect them as individuals, and be understanding. You know what? If you really want to make this work, and this is often a good time because you start asking yourself, am I prepared to do these things?
Mm-hmm.
So it's often a good indication as to what you want. And you know what? It's not a bad thing. It's not a crime if you can't commit to a long distance relationship. Don't feel bad if you can't do it. You know? So, in the meantime, I just saw a flurry of SMSs come in.
Yes. What? Yes. Okay. So, Craig, who we all know as the vice president of the Girls Aloud Australia group.
Can I just say, there actually is a Girls Aloud Australia blog.
Yeah.
Like, it is official. I am playing with you, Jade.
And it wasn't set up by you?
No, it is real. It was already there
when I got
there.
Is it you, Craig?
Maybe. Who knows?
He wrote in and said, hey, Jade and David, hope you're feeling better, Jade. Missed you last week. Snuggled up in bed listening tonight. Loved Elastic and Jax when I was a kid. And then we also had Nadine from Morty Alec wrote in as well. And she said her favourite game was Cluedo.
I think I remember Cluedo.
Yeah.
Not to say it's outdated or anything, by the way. It's just that I think I played it once with my cousins. Now, these were the lovely cousins that were homeschooled, and I think Cluedo was pretty much the highlight of the week.
I think Cluedo is like a detective game.
Yeah.
From memory.
Oh, I don't think I was very good at it.
If you want to win this fantastic prize, you do have to be a Joy member or be willing to sign up, and you can win the CD of the week. It's Pet Shop Boys. Yes, it's their limited edition bonus CD. You have to SMS your favourite childhood game to 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. The best answer wins.
Coming up next, Jade Gulliver does club etiquette.
Mm. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. Okay, well, I'm going to hit up some club etiquette, but first we've already got some SMSs that come in about our favourite childhood games.
Yeah, because at the start of the show, I was talking about how my three-year-old cousin, mm-hmm. who's living in a year 2009, is playing pickup sticks. And I just thought, child, you know, your mum is depriving you. You
a
need
three-year-old
to go.
Shouldn't be playing with a computer game, David
no,
Liam.
No, but Tetris on the little choo-choo-choo. It's okay, right?
Not for a three-year-old.
It's okay.
No.
Teaches her skills. Lateral thinking. Ain't no sticks. Sticks ain't going to teach you nothing.
I played my first video game when I was like 22.
Jade, they didn't invent them till you were 22.
Are you trying to say I'm old?
Girl. Oh, no, you didn't. I went there and I bought property.
David Lim, Connect 4 is hugely popular. Andrew in St Kilda says Connect 4 owe the memories. And then we also had Graham says Connect 4 was his favourite.
It's a bit of a favourite with a lot of people, yeah.
So if you want to go into the draw to win the CD of the week, which is the Pet Shop Boys album, yes, SMS 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au with your member number and your favourite childhood game.
In the meantime, Jade, shoe swap tonight. Tell us about club etiquette.
Okay. Well, it actually turned out to be this sort of kismet, if you will, because I went to do some research about bar etiquette, bar/club etiquette, and I found this article that had been written in the Sunshine Coast Daily in February that was about, that was basically the day in the life of a bartender. And they talked about in this article what annoys bartenders, and so this is basically like if you want to annoy a bartender, then you know, listen to all the don'ts in this particular rundown.
And I'm sure there are lots of bartenders or busboys out there, glassies, that can relate. So who
yeah,
knows,
this
list could grow.
Yeah, I mean this guy lists as his biggest pet peeve is when people tap coins on the counter.
Oh.
Which I can kind of relate to, because when I was working in fast food, I absolutely hated that too.
People tap coins? What would they be tapping coin for, like an ice cream cone?
It's like that, you know, oh well.
It's like they're in a hurry.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, come on, do this now. You know, just like, I'm not moving fast enough for you or whatever. But, okay, so here's my list of do's or don'ts. Do know what you want to order before you go to the bar. Don't see, I'm so guilty of this. I'm the worst at you just either forgetting or not making a decision until after they're like, what do you want?
And usually, Jade, it is exacerbated by the fact that there's been probably 8 or 9 people in front of you.
Yeah, I know, but I like, because I'm short, right, I can't look over the top and see what's happening at the bar.
You can sort of duck your head to the side. There's no excuse.
If you say so. The life of a short person is difficult. Just face it. Do put yourself in the bar person's place and treat them how you would like to be treated. Well, that's a given. I've worked in fast food. It's the same for that. Have your money ready. Tip the bar staff if the service is great. Bring your empty glass back to the bar when you've finished. Interesting. What about the glassies? Won't they end up being out of business?
Do they get paid a commission for every glass they collect? This sort of, you know, straddling along in a corner in the corridors or...
Am I going to be responsible for, like, you know, someone losing their job?
Oh, you know, but...
Have a designated driver and don't even think about drink driving. Well, isn't that just a given? And know your limits is the last tip. Don't jump the queue. It's a guaranteed way to start a fight. Wave your money, whistle or click your fingers. Bar staff are not dogs, nor are they personal servants. And to add to that, neither are fast food employees. Don't talk on your mobile phone while ordering. Oh, I hate that. Don't name drop. It will only make you look silly. Don't make suggestive comments to female bar staff. This is a surefire way to get the flick from a venue. I would say male too, unless it's, you know, mutual. Don't be...
I don't know. I like to be objectified.
Don't be condescending or patronising to bar staff. There you go.
I mean, a lot of these things are just, you know, basic common sense about, you know, treating customer service consultants or, you know, staff with respect. We've had more SMS this year. I think a lot of people want the Pet Shop Boys new album. Yes. And yes, here we have Sean messaging in.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite childhood game and still is Twister.
Oh, okay.
All right. If we had a telly board, it would be two for Twister and two for Connect Four right now. I played... Oh, I can't even pronounce that, dear.
Mensch agre dich nitch.
From my German grandmother, okay.
It means don't lose your temper.
It's like...
Ludo.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Simon. Yeah.
It's educational, too.
It is. Yeah. Don't lose your temper. I wonder what that involves. Does it involve her saying a couple of rude things to you? Or in the meantime, we've also got an email in from Ben about long distance. And you know what? Jade and I are going to take some time to read that email because you've obviously put the effort in to write to us. So we will take time to read it. In mm-hmm. the meantime, we shall play a song. This is Franz Ferdinand with Ulysses. And by the way, if you're curious about that long distance song before, the voice is a bit familiar. It wasn't me. It was Brandy.
Oh, was it?
I know. People are like, she's still alive? Yes, she's still making music. Coming up next, we have Different Strokes Guide to
mm-hmm.
the Cassette.
Yes, the cassette tape.
The cassette tape, just to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
This is Franz Ferdinand. If you want to SMS in your favourite childhood game and your membership number to...
0427 Joy949.
Absolutely.
On air at joy.org.au.
Absolutely. Pet Shop Boys' new album, Yes, Up for Grabs.
Yep.
Little Asian persuasion there. Her name is Boa. The song is called Eat You Up.
And is it really a B... capital B, little O, capital A.
Yeah, it is. She's a really big sort of pop star in Korea, and she's crossed over to China and Japan, and now she's making an English and American album. So it's really interesting because I've watched her interviews, and her English is not that great, but it's a really awesome kind of pop record.
Think of, give me an Australian equivalent.
I don't know of anyone who's... I mean, Australia's... You know, Australia... We all speak the same language, so... We speak English, so there's no real need to sort of cross over in that sense. She's probably as big as, I don't know, Kylie or something in Korea. Who knows?
Really?
Except she's, like, 22, so she's Ooh. Young. Maybe she's as big as Hilary Duff there.
Oh, come on. Kylie was huge when she was, like, when she was Charlene on Neighbours, right?
Oh, yeah, no. And she wasn't 22, though.
Oh, wasn't she? Okay.
In the meantime,
let's not go to Kylie.
This is so naughty. I love it.
Can I say doctors and nurses for my favourite childhood game, Mark?
That is...
It's hilarious.
Did you ever when you were... I don't want to know, but I kind of do.
I don't know. I can't remember if I did.
I played house and I was always mommy.
I'm sure I played plenty of things in my time. And, of course, you know, Mark is responding to our competition at the moment to win the CD of the week, which is the Pet Shop Boys CD, Yes, which is your favourite childhood game. You can enter by sending through your Joy member number and your favourite childhood game to 0427 Joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Brilliant. And also in response to an email we got before from Ben in regards to my shoe swap about, you know, trying to make a long distance relationship work, I do acknowledge that yes, there are, I probably had a very bad experience with a phone card to China
mm-hmm.
and India and whatnot, but he mentions that, you know, that is roughly, you know, usually a little bit of a generalization because you do get better phone cards out there as well. And you know what? There's always the option for MSN and Skype as well. You know, the internet cafes readily available everywhere. So thanks for sending it in. And yeah, it's a good tip. In the meantime, it is time for a Different Strokes Guide 2.
I need to figure out how this works. You think you know how to do something, and then you go into it, and it just doesn't work.
required voice identification.
Jade and Dave.
Confirm. Loading all signals. You are now silent.
Welcome to Different Strokes Guide to.
Okay, so I'm talking about the cassette or the compact cassette or the audio cassette or the cassette tape or simply the tape, right? It's a magnetic tape sound recording format. It was originally designed for dictation, and improvements in fidelity led to it becoming the compact disc, a cassette, which was a sort of reel-to-reel tape recording in most of the non-professional applications. It was first introduced into mass production of compact audio discs in 1964 in Hanover in Germany.
So, hang on, in the 60s was when the...
1964...
That is real, yeah.
I was really surprised to read that. And you know why? Because I remember when I was a little kid, and yes, this was the early 80s. but I remember, you know, when I would save up all of my pocket money and go buy a cassette.
What was the first cassette you bought?
Oh,
God. Do you remember? My first cassette that I bought was the Spice World album.
Yeah.
Which I, many years later, you know...
Bought the CD.
Yeah, exactly. But the last cassette I bought... Actually, I was thinking about this when you were doing your research as well.
Yeah.
I looked in my car today, right, in the glove box, and there was a cassette in there. I'm just like, yeah, like I'll ever play a cassette these days, because mm-hmm. I plug my iPod in. But the last cassette I bought was actually 2003 or 2004, something like that. And it was Sophie Ellis-Bextor's second album. And it was like the cheapo Indonesian version of it that they sell at, like, you know, discount stores and whatnot. And it even has like the price tag on it in like rupiah. And I just thought, this is mint. I'm going to keep this.
Oh, see, I've got so many mixtapes still in my car that, you know, have all of my... Because I only have a tape deck in my car, and that makes me sound so, you know, antiquated. But I never bothered to, you know, get a CD player installed or anything like that. And, you know, rightly so, because we've now... Looks like we've moved beyond that to, you know, everyone's got their own music player. Mm. But it just, in 1964, which I just thought was amazing, but the first initial offering, there were 49 titles that came out through the Mercury Record Company, which is an affiliate, a US affiliate of Philips, which is a company.
Okay, let me break that down in pop music junkie terms. Mercury mm-hmm. Records is who Shania Twain was last signed to, okay. Assuming that Shania Twain is still signed with Mercury Records. So I think it's predominantly a country record label these days. So, yep.
The word cassette is a French word meaning little box. During the 1980s, see, this is where we come into action, right? During the 1980s, the cassette's popularity grew further as a result of portable pocket recorders and hi-fi players such as the Walkman, which used a body not much larger than a cassette tape itself, so with the mechanical keys. So, this, you know, these are the first portable music players, and that is the reason why the cassette got so big. But today... In most Western countries, there's been a sharp decline since the introduction of CDs during the early 1990s. By 1993, annual shipments of CD players had reached 5 million. And then as of 2009, blank cassettes are still being produced.
Really?
And are sold at many retail stores. But... cassette recorders and players are gradually becoming more scarcer and scarcer. So I guess this is kind of eventually they'll just fade away.
Yeah.
Because if there's no recorder, then there's really no reason, or player, there's no reason to have...
to create it, really. How are people going to play it, and how are people going to... Do you know what? I really miss the days where I just had a Walkman. And do you know how annoying it is sometimes when you pop the tape in and not know... exactly where in the whole track listing it is, and is this side A or side B? And you can sort of press that little button and it flips over, and you're like halfway through the back of the album, and you know,
But making a mixtape was my favourite thing to do.
I actually was just spending
hours doing that, you know?
Can I just say, my parents still don't have... Oh, my mum recently got a CD player at the end of last year.
Yeah.
But beforehand, she still had cassettes. And she'll always nag me, David, when are you going to make me a mixtape? I'm like, whoa. And I know she don't mean it like a Grandmaster Flash kind of reference that is in a hip-hop mixtape.
Yeah.
This is Mama Lim we're talking about. She wants her Celine Dion on a cassette. Like, she actually wants me to press...
She's still all crazy about Celine Dion.
I think it's kind of waned a bit. Yeah. She's getting into the Bird and the Bee, actually. So she's listening to Different Strokes music now. But Mama Lim actually, yeah... She's just like, I'm just like, Mum, we can't do this anymore because our new stereo doesn't have the function to record onto cassette.
Mm.
And you know, back in the old days, I know this is piracy, but like as if you never recorded off the radio. You know, you hear your radio DJ announcing, oh, this is a new one by the Spice Girls, and you run and make sure the tape's already been fed in. Yeah, you do, Jade. You run and make sure the tape's fed in, and then you press record, and you always miss the first bar of the song.
We're not condoning that.
No, don't do that.
The Different Strokes playlist would totally make a good mixtape, wouldn't it?
For your mama and your papa. Coming up next upon the hour, we have the fabulous Steve with Glitter and Tonic. In the meantime, Jade, we're going to have to call a board meeting, a little bit like a G8 summit here, to decide
who's going
to
win,
who will go home with the Pet Shop Boys' new album. Yes.
Oh, God, it's tough.
It is. In the meantime, this is Lenka with Skip Along. Aw. I like her.
That was kind of a good flow into favourite childhood games, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's got that little ding, ding, which makes you think of, you know, little xylophones.
And the song is called Skip Along.
Oh, Jade, I know what you're up to. You know, I'm clearly not the only one who, you know, schemes over the playlist and plays Brandy's Long Distance after that shoe swap. You know, you're up to it too.
Yeah, maybe.
And you know what? We've actually, after a lot of deliberation...
There was arguments and, you know...
Without trying to sound like...
The hearty debate.
Yeah, without trying to sound like, you know, Tyra on, you know, America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Fighting on the panel. We have decided that the winner tonight off the Pet Shop Boys' new album, Yes, goes to John. So thank you so much for your email there. And, you know, thank you for everyone else for sharing their favourite childhood game.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yeah. You know what? It's actually put me in a mood to play Connect Four.
Okay.
Not so much Twister.
Do you want to come over on the weekend?
Yeah, we can do Connect Four. I hope you have the big ones. I've got a little travel edition, which just won't do.
Oh, okay.
So I need a big one.
Maybe we need to stop by the supermarket and buy something.
How funny. So what are you two doing? Just good old family time.
Okay, so I probably should, because we're about to wrap up, right, because Glitter and Tonic's coming up next with Steve. Youth Week is next week, and this is me being all professional now. There's a Youth Week outside broadcast at Monash Caulfield, which is your old stomping ground, David Lim, on the 31st of March, which is next Tuesday, between 2 and 4, and I'll be one of the presenters. I'll actually be presenting with Steve between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, so come and see us if you can, or tune in to Joy and hear it live. Also, in the next couple of weeks...
What? Come on, tell me. You've got that silly grin on your face.
Okay, so we've been posting our podcasts as we go, right? And at one point we were podcasting through another channel, but we've now moved into the fold in the Joy website, which you can see our stuff, joy.org.au/differentstrokes. It's DIFFRENT, by the way. In the next couple of weeks, since we had this sort of this lag in time, we've got all of these classic podcasts, Shoe Swap Classics, that we're going to start posting to the Joy website. So stay tuned to that for that as well.
Absolutely. And if you were listening last week, I actually gave a bit of a tidbit, a bit of a flashback to our February 20, 2008. Ooh, how archival and specific. I did play a classic shoe swap last week, which was David Lim doing Jade Casual and Jade going David Lim Chic when we swapped wardrobes. So that will be part of the troupe of podcasts migrating over as well.
Yes. So please enjoy. And should we plug our Facebook?
Yeah, why not? We always do.
Make sure you go to Facebook and then type in Different Strokes and become a fan of the show there. You can, you know, because they've changed the layout of Facebook, which is all, you know, controversial or whatever. I didn't even notice. This is like how out of it I am. But David Lim and I are now on Twitter as well.
I know. Look, I'll talk more about it next week because that is
actually... We're going Twitter nerd, yeah.
That's right, because I never thought that I would be so involved online, and I think I'm just turning into you, Jade.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bit of resentment from your side as well because I
think... Urge to merge.
Yeah, that's right, and you're just like, oh, you know, I was cool and I made it all right, and now you and your pop culture-ness come in and, you know, try to commercialize my kind of site. Get over it.
I wasn't being resentful. I was being more sarcastic.
Coming up next is the fabulous Stephen Glitter and Tonic, leaving you now with the Veronicas. It is popular.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.